It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Good morning.
It ain't necessarily so.
Today we're launching a new series we're calling Is That So? Taking a look at the healthcare debate now going on in the Senate. The Senate is good at debating. It's what senators do, which doesn't mean they always get their facts straight. This morning, we've asked NPR health policy correspondent Julie Rovner to do a little fact checking. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Renee.
Let's begin with a comment by Connecticut Democrat Christopher Dodd, and we're going to be equal opportunity here, some Republicans, some Democrats. Senator Dodd is talking about how the health bill will benefit consumers.
On the day this bill is enacted, health insurance becomes a buyer's market, not a seller's market. And that's as American as apple pie.
Julie, a seller's market. Is that so?
Well, it may be so eventually, but definitely it will not be so on the day the bill is enacted. One of the things about both the House and the Senate bills that may come as a bit of a rude surprise to a lot of people is that most of the big changes won't take effect for several years. Things like the new health insurance marketplaces called exchanges, bans on pre-existing conditions, and subsidies to help people buy insurance won't kick in until 2013 in the House bill and not until 2014 in the Senate bill. Republicans say that's on purpose to make the bills look cheaper. The Congressional Budget Office only looks at the first 10 years of a law's life when they do their cost estimates. But frankly, it actually takes a while to get something of that magnitude up and running.
And along those lines, here's a comment from Iowa Republican Charles Grassley. He's one of the top Senate Republicans on health issues, and he's really steamed about the cost of this bill. Take a listen.
On the 10-year budget window, it is revenue neutral. But remember that that's 10 years of increased taxes and 6 years of program to make that happen. And so you raise the question, if it was 6 years of program and 10 years of income, would it be revenue neutral? Well, obviously not.
Julie?
Well, according to the Congressional Budget Office, the answer is not so obvious. The senator is right. The first 10 years includes 10 years of tax collections and only 6 years of benefits. But according to the CBO, in the second decade, the effect would likely be, quote, small reductions in federal budget deficits if all the provisions continued to be fully implemented. So no, Senator Grassley, that's not really so.
Well, thank you very much, Julie Rovner.
You're welcome.
Julie Rovner is NPR's health policy correspondent.